too.
Things I imagined.
So like
I saw things.
So like you saw.
I imagined.
Like what?
Things I imagined.
No, but see, what did you
I
see?
I saw things I imagined.
But I just want to know what you.
Things I imagined.
So
you... I saw things that I imagined.
God damn, what's going on, y'all? It's the Entangled Podcast. And if you did not see...
I tried to skate it away.
Oh my God. If you did not see episode 5 coming your way, then you didn't imagine a goddamn thing. You better open up your eyes. Imagination.
Oh, strong. Yep, yep.
What the fuck is popping?
Hi.
So, it's your favorite host.
Is it?
Yeah, everybody's favorite.
You're probably right.
No, I'm just fucking with you. Yeah. It's everybody's favorite. Fuzzy over here right
fuzzy,
next to me.
Fuzzy, Luzzy.
And Teddy coming at you in this motherfucker. But...
What's that?
What's popping?
How you been?
Yo, I'm actually really hyped because we're on like episode 5 and we spoke this shit into existence.
We sure did.
We like said a minute ago. Like, we're on episode 5. That means we're what? A month?
A month. A little over a month.
So we've talked.
Come on.
We talked about this for like a minute, and like now it has all come to fruition, and we got people who like really enjoy listening to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for supporting and just being there to just, you know, like.
Don't cry.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Like the support is real. Like I know, like there could be more numbers.
Hey,
but,
suck
like,
that shit
I am,
up, bro.
I am like just grateful. For the Lord.
Oh, okay.
And the spirit job.
Cutting you off. Cutting you off. Okay. But, so, it's really important. Like, I think there's so much power in just, like, speaking things into existence.
Yes.
I don't know.
How it was last year or a couple of years ago when we said how we wanted to start a show or start a podcast. Like, that shit was, it's transpiring. I remember last year how I was just in... Not the position that I was in, like, at all. I had just got out of the military, and I was like, yeah, I know after I get out, before I get out of the military, I'm going to have a job secured, and I'm going to have this, because I have this much amount of experience and education, and then reality hit me.
Yo, hold on, wait a second. How many of y'all out there, like, went to college... Or even, like, took it a step further, got a fucking master's degree, and then realized...
That post-grad depression.
You don't mean shit. Your master's degree ain't nothing but a fancy-ass piece of toilet paper. You got out here with the two-ply toilet tissue wiping your ass with 3, 4, 5 years of college. That don't mean a goddamn thing, because don't nobody care. The harsh truth.
It's so harsh, but
you
the best
speak
thing,
that shit into existence.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, it took a lot. I wouldn't even say it took a lot of hard work, because I worked my butt off through my master's program, but it took me speaking it out into the universe, speaking that shit into existence. When I was, to be just completely honest, I moved to Philly with no job. I had some money.
Gang shit, Philly out. We out here, dog. Actually, I don't really use Philly slang.
No,
but like, yeah,
I may maybe say Parmesan. Maybe that's
Parmesan.
About it. Parmesan.
Yeah,
that's about
we
it.
Out here with my young bull.
That's about it.
My young bull.
Ooh, goodness gracious!
That sounds so horrible.
It was cute, but whatever.
It was trash.
But I was unemployed for some time, and instead of me thinking negatively, like, oh, I'm trash, oh, I'm not gonna get a job, or I'm not gonna know. I spoke it into an existence. Like I said, I wanted to work with a black-owned garden. I wanted to work more into my field. I want to be more proactive in church. I want to be more proactive with my community. And it was just all in a matter of months that what I was saying into existence and to the universe was happening. It's crazy how... Like Solange say, I just saw things I imagined.
I saw things I imagined.
So it just started happening because I saw things that I imagined in Philadelphia or Philadelphia.
Yo, so. If you want something, then you just have to, you have to put it in the universe. Regardless of what faith, what religion, how, whatever your background is, if you see, if you put it out there and you actively work towards it, it will come to, it will come to you.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's so much power. That's why people do, like, these vision board parties and there's all this shit. There's
power in the name. Wait, nope, not the name of...
Hallelujah!
Yeah. But there's power, there's power there, in the tongue.
There, yes, life so, and death are in the power of the tongue.
Come on.
And, but for anyone who isn't, doesn't even follow that, like, as long as you put your words into the atmosphere, as long as you, like, you just speak that shit into existence. And it's so crazy.
Be intentional with your words.
Yes. It's so crazy how powerful your words can be. Because I think of, like, even my where I'm at now. Like, we've talked a lot on a couple episodes about just where I have been, my mental space. And, like, a major contributor has been work.
Yeah.
And so, like, the type of work that I do just... it takes a lot of emotional investment. And when you...
And also putting your personal needs to the side.
Yeah. And when, like, you speak...
Constantly.
Everything into existence, when you tell yourself, like, yo, I am here for another purpose. I'm here to contribute to something much bigger than I am. You eventually see that through.
Mm.
And it gives you just a little bit of comfort that...
To keep pushing.
Yeah, to keep grinding. And so, like... Whatever, I push, I implore, I beg everyone who's listening, whatever you're doing and you feel like it might not be right, speak that positivity, speak your outcome like into the universe, and it's gonna come back.
Yeah.
It's not gonna come back when you want it.
Right.
It ain't like you gonna be like, yeah, let me get 10K real quick.
Right. Because there were plenty of nights when you see me crying, like, why isn't it not happening now? Like, just because it's not working on your time doesn't mean it's not going to happen, child.
Yeah, no, like, the universe doesn't work on your time.
Mm-mm.
Speak that shit out, it'll come to you. And just hope and pray that it comes in some, like, positive way. Because we talked about, on the previous episode,
yeah,
we talked about how, like, being uncomfortable in, like, your situation just pushes you to grow. And we talked about taking your L's,
yes,
and turn them into dubs. First of all, side note, I want to shout out Jib. I want to shout out my little bro.
Yada, yada, yada.
Gang, gang, gang.
Yada, yada, yada.
Ray Squawk. I don't know why. Because a ray is a bird, if you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Caw-caw.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Ah.
Yeah, like, most definitely, like Dave Chappelle.
Not like Cole from Martin doing the bird calls. Yes. Come on, get your reference game up. Everybody's like, what the fuck are y'all talking right. about? Nah.
He was like, shut the fuck up.
But I want to shout out Jib, my little brother, because he actually put me on to the whole analogy of taking your L's and, like, forming a dub. And so, if you're listening... Go check out Ray's Palace on Instagram. Check out my little bro Jib, because he's that young dude. He's that young duder. He's out here doing his goddamn dizang.
Yes.
But the reality is, like, if you just put in perspective where you were and how you spoke out about the things that you were trying to achieve, I can guarantee you'll see results.
Yeah.
If you are uncomfortable with, like, where you are right now, just put that shit in perspective. Yeah. And, like, look at how much you have grown.
Yes, because growth is... It's going to be uncomfortable. But just know, like, if you're going to be in uncomfortable situations, like, expect to learn or have a different perspective and just grow from that shit. It's just, it is what it is.
That's real. Just understand that at some point, You're gonna feel sick. You're gonna feel horrible. It's not gonna be a great time. You're gonna think that everything sucks, that you're trash. You're gonna be so down on yourself. But if you look at where you are, I can guarantee that you've dug yourself out of that ditch.
Yeah.
And so,
we had some great feedback too from that too. I think a lot of people really took a lot from our last week's podcast, honestly, about being in an uncomfortable situation to encourage growth, because it's like, especially with us Black millennials dealing with being probably like the only black in our professional settings.
The only black? Are you allowed to say that?
I don't know. Like,
I feel like you can't
say. I'm sorry. Okay, being the only person of color.
No,
because there's also
no.
Dominicans and Asians.
I just don't know if we're allowed to say, yeah, I'm the only black. Hello, my name is Elijah, and I'm the only black
here. But
that seems uncomfortable.
Let's put, I can't, you know, it's an elephant in the room. It's just kind of, nope, anybody? Is anybody here? Hello?
Oh, shit, they couldn't hear. One more time for the people in the back.
No! I really feel down again about life. Okay, no, but seriously, just being in uncomfortable situations is going to inspire growth. So we had posed a question this past weekend about
of a very uncomfortable situation.
Very most definitely. Long distance relationships.
Yo, you know the worst part about a long distance relationship is you be backed up.
Like you got a boo boo?
No, not like you got boo boo. You gotta get your nut off. Like, okay. If you don't get to see the person as often as you would like to.
I understand.
And so, like, then you're just backed up and you just, like, just a pipe ready to burst.
Wow. Okay. I don't think vaginas have pipes that need
bursting. There's inner tubes.
Okay.
Listen, I'm a science teacher.
Yikes.
I did not sound confident saying
not
that.
At all.
I teach middle school, so I got to teach about anatomy.
That's
just
the word.
Inside of the vagina are inner tubes that lead.
What do you call those?
You call them inner tubes.
Fallopian tubes.
That's
exactly.
What I said.
Exactly.
You're not listening. There's. Exactly. I'm trying to tell you about your own.
Moving on.
I'm trying to explain to you about. I'm trying to tell you about your own vagina. So inside there are these inner tubes, which are called fallopian tubes, spelled P-H-A-L-O-P-E-A-N.
That's my baby.
That's right. Mm. And you got these fallopian tubes, and they lead to this basket.
Yep.
The inside of the basket are the eggs, like the Easter bunny. And then the Easter bunny goes in and throws the eggs to the fallopian tubes.
Sounds like a Sunday school lesson. Child, you need to leave service. Anyway, I would love to talk about just our experience with
if you
long
need
distance
me to talk to your kids about
sex education. Absolutely not.
Just write me, sign the check. Sorry.
Okay, it's time.
Long distance relationships.
Sorry. So we did a poll with the people on social media. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Entangle Podcast. But we had a pool of people. I asked, are you all for or against long distance relationship?
40%. And what did the people say?
I was gonna get to.
But you gotta build suspense.
Oh.
What is that?
That's like the suspense that I was. You didn't like.
And what did the people say?
Seriously, you don't like that?
Nigga, just tell them what.
Okay, sorry. So, people, 40% said that they were for it, and the 60% said they are against it. Then I had a follow-up question to why or why not would you be for long-distance relationships?
And what did the people say?
They had a shit ton of things to say.
Because they're backed up and can't get their nut off. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It was really funny. Like, half of them were just like, I'm currently in a long-distance relationship. Or, fuck that noise. I'll see you when you get back. It was very
clear
split
cut
down the middle.
Okay. So how do you then feel about being, have you been in a long distance relationship?
Of course. But I've done it in different spans of my life. So I've been in, I guess, two long distance relationships and then a situationship.
Wait, okay, hold on. What are the, I guess, what does it take to be considered a long distance relationship? Because if we're being real, for all those people who are from Maryland, she lives in East Bubblefuck.
Okay.
Also
as
known
if
as
you don't.
Also known as Waldorf.
Okay.
I live in Montgomery County.
Mm-hmm.
So to
as if
get
that
to,
ain't a bop.
So to get to her takes about an hour drive. Is that considered a long distance relationship?
All right, sure. Shut up. Like, I'm over it.
For all the DMV listeners and for all those who aren't DMV, that means DC, Maryland, Virginia. You're welcome. But
it's some distance.
Nigga, you live in Jerusalem.
But like, even if
Afghanistan,
I'm living in
Saudi,
where I'm living, to go to Baltimore, it's still far away.
You drive far, so I don't care what you guys say.
Anyway, I had long distance relationship when I was fresh out of college, or fresh into college, as a freshman in my undergrad, and
freshman.
Horrible. That was horrible. Because I was in the midst of, like, transitioning. Please don't die on me.
I'm dying.
I was in the midst of, like, getting out of high school. I am so lovey-dovey with my first boyfriend ever. And he went to an HBCU in Baltimore. I won't name any names, but go Bears.
You might as well name names.
Okay,
name.
My bad.
Not, I mean, don't.
Right, not names, but like, yeah. So, like, I went to a school out in Maryland and, like, East Bubblefuck, and he went to school in Baltimore, and neither one of us had cars. So, trying to see each other was just exhausting, very frustrating. We were just in the beginning stages of, like, you know, we kind of lost our, we, not kind of, we lost our virginity with each other.
Oh, that's so precious.
It was just very,
That's adorable.
Yeah, exactly. I lost my virginity, like, really late, but,
That's too much information. I'm gonna edit that out.
Okay.
Just kidding.
No, you know, because it's, I feel like it needs to be talked about. Like, it's okay to lose your virginity at a
You lose
age.
Your virginity whenever you want. Listen,
exactly.
Here.
Exactly. It's like,
stay,
you do, yeah.
Abstinent.
That
isn't
sounds
that,
like a
abstinent means you're
beverage.
Not, abstinent means you're not having sex, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Just be without
I knew it.
It.
Yeah.
Be
I was
without
right.
the touchy feely.
Listen here, the Lord said.
Yes. But I wanted to do that. Yep. As soon as I got to college, I did it and was like, oh, this may be the love of my life, and that's realized good. I went to college and I was like, wait, there's other guys out here.
Listen,
like,
because here's
horrible.
The reality. Here's why long-distance relationships are a challenge. And, like...
But again, this
all,
is my first. So
all due respect...
I was so in
to,
love.
All due respect to the woman who I was in a long-distance relationship with. But when you are just out in the world all by your lonesome...
By your lonesome.
And you realize that there are lots of people in the world...
Yeah.
Who want to make sure that you are not by your lonesome.
Right.
It is just a cesspool of temptation. Mm. And it's just horrible. And the only way to get away is just to sit in your house by your lonesome in the dark.
Correct.
And be on FaceTime with them.
Correct.
And that sucks.
Right.
It's depressing.
Right.
Sometimes you just want to get out and just throw your fishing rod out
and
into the lake.
And drink that jungle juice in that party at Bowery Street.
That was very specific. But sometimes you just want to throw that fishing rod out into the lake and see what you pull up. And sometimes you'll pull up this beautiful koi fish with just all these pretty shiny scales. And you're just
and
like,
she has
damn.
Syphilis.
What?
What? You want to try these lifestyle condoms? Fuck no.
Condoms?
Please. You're being responsible in college.
That was a joke.
Don't.
It was a jokey
like
joke.
Like...
It was a jokey joke. Safe sex is great sex. But
yeah.
All I'm saying is it is difficult. Yeah, now, yeah, I will say I did not succumb to temptation, but
well,
there
good,
are
black
many
men
black men don't cheat. Come gang, on. Gang. I'm about to get that joint tatted on my neck. And if you want to disagree, you can see me. Holla at me. My address is beep.
Right.
I'll be there.
Right.
But it's tough.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people and you don't have like the immediate companionship. So you look for companionship in so many other places. Now,
right.
I'm a person who I did a long distance relationship, and it was a very...
Was that your one and only, or have you had multiple?
I mean, I don't count the other one because I had a car. I went to Towson. She went to another school in Maryland. It was...
Oh, so, okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's what I'm saying. With but my like situation this, in my freshman year, we had no cars.
See...
And it was just...
See, this situation, I lived in Texas, and she lived in Maryland. So, it was... Yes, it was very difficult. And I was, like, fresh into Texas. Didn't nobody know me. Everybody was like, ooh, you look like you not from around here. So, I was, like, the exotic motherfucker. So, everybody was like, holla at me.
Pet the guy.
Mm-hmm. Look at this bald-head nigga. Right. But...
He cute.
Mm-hmm. So... It became a challenge because anytime I would go out, I just felt massive temptation, and you have to stay like thoroughly committed, which is easier when you go home to that person or you can see that person on a regular basis. But here, it's like I don't get to see this person. We saw each other maybe once a month. Maybe, yeah, about...
So both of y'all would dish out the money to go travel?
So either I would fly back to Maryland or she would fly to Houston. But we did, I spent so much money. The other thing is the amount
kicking
of money,
out the bread,
yes,
sure
the amount
like
of money that was being spent could have been like, yo,
I am bothered.
I'm so bothered. I could have had a house by now.
I'm saying
off the easy,
put a down payment.
Ain't no
on
down
something.
Payment. That bitch could have been paid off, but like just, it's, whew. It, there's so many things that become a challenge. And so what I'm curious as to what people said were the
That's
major
challenges. That's why your right arm is strong. Go ahead.
Wow. Self-care. We said before, yo, if y'all didn't listen, if y'all haven't listened to the earlier episodes, self-care, masturbation equals self-care. Take care of yourself in all ways, in every facet. Listen, coconut oil does wonders for everything, whether you're moisturizing your hair or whether you're moisturizing your ego.
Yo, dingle so, me. Said,
but the fact of the matter is, it is a very difficult thing. And I want to know what people said when you asked them on social media. What
I
were the challenges?
I was a little girl.
Oh, shut up. What did people say were the challenges of their long distance relationship when you asked them?
I know a couple of them. So the second long distance relationship that I had was me being in the military. Both of us were actually in the military. I was in New Orleans and he was in Baltimore, Maryland. Mm. And that, again, was difficult. We had the opportunity to see each other, you know, FaceTime, Skype, or, UVO. Was that
UVO? Wow.
Yeah,
UVO?
Like that. We were still, you know.
Real live. You just aged us. I feel like people don't do UVO no more.
I know, but it's
does
like,
it exist?
Have, yeah,
I'm curious.
Have, yeah, you can have like multiple people on there.
Before
but, you know,
you go
FaceTime
any further,
stepped it up with like multiple.
I saw
FaceTimes.
My first. Like, never mind.
What did you see? Your foot? Your first titty?
No, my first titty was Rosie Perez. First titty I ever saw.
What movie?
White Man Can't Jump.
You know, yeah.
Yep, and that's when I was like, I like titties. But, no, I saw...
You stupid, Mookie. Wait, no, wait, that's Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, that's the wrong movie,
you're right,
wrong
you're
movie.
Right, you're right.
But, no, I saw my first, like, spread eagle vagina.
Yikes! This is not where I thought you were going to go.
No, on UVU.
Yikes.
On UVU with horrible service.
Ooh,
it was like...
So it was a choppy,
it was,
roast...
It was like blocks.
Pot of roast beef.
Blocks of vagina.
Yikes.
Anyways, that is not what was we were supposed to be talking about.
Not at
about.
All, not at all. But the challenges for me being
was seeing
active
blotchy
duty.
Vaginas
Yikes.
On UVU.
Was just being like an active duty member and just trying to find the time to do that. I was not, I guess, steered by temptation. It was just trying to find the time. Like, we're in different courses of life. He was about 5 years older than me.
Mm.
So, like, the struggles that he had, I did not have.
That's real. So that's also an age difference.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was more so... Like, I'm an educator.
Yeah.
In the top five professions that get the most fucked up, educators are in the top two, and they're not number two. So...
Wow.
So, like...
Yeah.
We was just out here. And it was like, all right, well, now I'm just going to go home and lock my door and
stroke self-care. Your ego. I would like that. Can we continue to say stroke the ego?
Self-care. That was, shout out to Yeezy and Beyonce, right? Oh, yeah. Wasn't that got a big ego? Yeah, that was my joke. But I mean, I think like we were in a long distance situationship.
Yeah, it was a situation.
Like once we weren't actually in a relationship. Mm-mm. I mean, we could you speak to that?
I will. Just briefly. Just briefly.
Oh, what are you, a newscaster? Oh, Brian Gumbel in the face ass.
No, shut the fuck up.
Wow, that was...
I'm sorry. Give me a hug. I'm sorry. Give me a hug. He's moving away from me. He'll come back. How to deal with situationships. So, we had to both express what it is that I guess our intentions are with each other. Like, this was our third go around. Like, I really fuck with you, but like, I don't really fuck with you because you're far. But when you get closer, we can make something work.
So I think
I don't want to like put my cards out on the table.
No, nigga, talk. Like, talk your shit.
Talk my shit.
Talk your shit. All right. So I think, because I'm going to talk my shit, I'm trying to get you to talk your shit. You over here bullshitting, brother, just spit that knowledge, all nigga. Right. Nah, you like, on that bullshit, fam. Ahead, nah. Because now I'm going to talk my
shit.
I'm going to talk my shit now. So,
spread it out.
So, we's in a situation, ship and shit, right? You feel me? So, I don't know why I'm talking like, so boom.
Right.
So,
right.
So boom, on. I let my nuts hang.
Like, right.
Biggest snitch in the world.
Okay, yikes.
In case anybody caught that reference, that was a Tekashi 6ix9ine reference.
But you talking about your nuts.
I let my nuts hang, so boom, I'm out here. All right. But anyways, so we was...
in two different locations, doing our own thing.
I'm talking now, because you didn't want to say your piece. You back down. It's my turn now.
Go ahead, boo.
And you'll get your side.
Go ahead, boo.
But... so, we were in a long-distance situationship, and I just got out of a relationship.
We both.
Both just got out of a long-distance relationship,
mm-hmm.
And I was out here living my best life. I was getting everything. And then, you know, this one come pulling up, walking around, talking about looking all sexified and shit, and said, like, hey, what? Like, I want to come see you. She pulls up, we go hang out in Austin, Texas, which if you haven't been, you definitely should go. It's a dope spot. It's a beautiful city. So many different things to do.
Is that actually the capital of Texas? Sorry. You're a teacher. You should know this, right?
Now you're going to put me on blast, so fuck you. How about that?
I mean, is it? Or...
how about that? You shut your shit up.
Hmm.
Yes, it is, though. Oh, but I had to think. That's why I was stalling. Oh, I was like, is it? Yeah? Fact check me if you want, bruh. I'm out here. Yo, eventually we got to get a third person to fact check
us.
But
to give the thumbs up or thumbs down.
But I don't care. I don't care about facts.
Yeah.
So we're out Jackson's here in these nuts. Streets. She was getting fucked up. Like Sir Slumpington on the side of the street and shit. Mm-hmm. Put it out there. You had your chance. Wow. You took yep. But
I feel like I'd be rapping. Go ahead.
We kind of came to like an agreement that this is what we wanted to do. That, you know, if we had to see each other, like if we didn't get that often of an opportunity to see each other, regardless, we were the one. Like we were each other's main line of communication, mm-hmm. main source of I guess calm.
Yeah.
But it was difficult because there was no real title.
No.
We never established the guidelines, the expectations of what we were doing. Mm-mm. Now, nothing ever went wrong.
Mm-mm.
Because I think now our third time around we were mature enough
to
realize what we wanted from each other. But that communication never actually happened.
Yeah.
And which left us in the dark of what we wanted to actually happen.
Yeah.
By God's grace, we still kind of follow the path of being faithful and being dedicated to each other.
Yeah.
But it was difficult. And I think in these long distance relationships, it's a thing of being completely 100% honest with communication, because when we tried it before, when we tried the long distance thing, it was
a lot of holes, a lot of just like loops and
a lot of turmoil.
Yeah.
It was a lot of frustration.
But that came with like you just need to have two mature ass adults, because when one person is immature, actually, I'm not going to lie, both parties were immature.
Don't throw me under the bus. I was out here chilling. I don't ever do wrong.
Right. So when both parties
aren't
fully mature about like their intentions and where they want to go.
When one party, I'm always mature.
It's crazy, because why we named this podcast Entangled is it's a fucking mess of how we became what we are and where we are today. The fact that we've come back to each other with the third time around, and it feels like, or it seems like, not even it seems like, it feels like the third time around is a charm, because we've learned, we've experienced, we've taken L's amongst each other to be like, you know what, we could do this. And the fact that our last string, I guess you could say, was long distance situationship, and we were still able to maintain. It's like we can accomplish anything, honestly.
That's just so beautiful. You're so precious.
Shut the fuck up. Oh my god. You don't get out of here with that bush.
I just didn't even think that you just gonna say that shit. But like this.
It is so true. Like, if y'all can do long distance, like, y'all can do anything. Anything. Okay,
get the fuck
out. I just had one of my good friends, when I was in New Orleans, she was dating this guy, Vince. Remember Vince?
Stop dropping names.
So, sorry. B? My bad.
No, me. Just all together. All right. Stop. All
right, so...
A person. Jesus.
That was out in New Orleans with me, and she had to go to Africa for a couple years. And with communication... Okay. And communication... Ooh. You ignorant as hell.
Africa.
You know, we have...
I'm talking about the Jamie Foxx stand-up.
Oh, okay. I'm like, we got... Why am I being extra?
Because you pick up the references, I got them. Okay. I'm out here.
Blah, blah, blah. That's how you sound
pick
right now.
Pick them up.
That's what the Fox say. She had to do Peace Corps for a couple of years out in
what
Africa.
What a way.
And when I asked what she was doing with her relationship with her dude, she said that they're taking some time off. 2 years later, they are engaged to get married. They have moved in together with each other, all because of communication. They have agreed this is what's going to happen by taking some time off, by loving each other unconditionally, despite where they are mentally, physically, that they're going to last. So... you know, kudos to those who are currently in long-distance relationship. And sometimes, if you are in those situations, it's okay to be like, hey, I can't do it. I can't, because maybe I'm not in the right mental space. Maybe you're not in the right mental space, but I need to take some time off to kind of see what's out there for me. You need to take some time to see what's out there for you. And we can come back to this. Why not circle back to this? Because, I mean, we've done this, what, a third time? And if we can circle back to this a third time, shit.
Listen.
Hey, bro.
It is what it is. You got to be honest with yourself. Be honest with your expectations. Or else you're going to take L's. And the thing is, when you're in like a long distance relationship, you only get really one L. We're the exception. We are the exception, because you know why? We're fucking great. But the deal is, like, you have to, it's very difficult to make it in a long distance relationship and be like that open and honest.
Yeah.
Like,
it's uncomfortable too.
It's very uncomfortable. It's not a fun situation. It's not joyous by any means.
But also, in the great words of Wale, effort is all I ask.
Ooh, bars.
I know. DMV's own.
Shout out to Gaithersburg's own.
You will not do that to him.
What you mean, will not? He went to Gaithersburg High. Went to Quince Orchard.
I mean, that's how I feel about Logic, but we're still gonna represent him as DMV.
He is the DMV. It's Maryland. Logic is from, he talks about it all the time.
But you're not gonna specifically be like, ooh, but he from, like, that's what.
Yes, I am.
But it's like, what if we get put on? It's like, damn. But them niggas not even from the DMV. They from Waldorf.
Well, you're from Waldorf. I'm from Montgomery County, which counts in the DMV. I don't know about Waldorf. Anyways,
I'm not even from Waldorf.
You're from Jerusalem. So, but
I can't.
And like, we want to try some shit out, and we would love to hear from everyone else.
Yeah.
Shit that, like, what are the things that you love, you have a love-hate relationship with? And the thing that really spoke to us was we both had a love-hate relationship with long-distance relationships.
Yeah.
Because
I love my independence. Oh my gosh, I loved it. Listen, like, I didn't have to really answer to anybody.
I was out here getting the hose.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I'm joking. It was a joke.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for, like, open and honesty, but God.
Black men don't cheat. We're out here.
Well, we didn't cheat because we weren't in a relationship.
Regardless, black men don't cheat, and it's irrelevant.
Did you say irregardless?
I did not say irregardless. Okay. I was about to say,
where's your master's degree? Shred.
I actually don't know. I've never seen my master's degree.
But you know what's there.
I don't really know. I earned one and it got mailed to my parents' house and haven't really seen it since then.
So in emails you don't put your first, last name and then comma.
I do, but I don't really know if I have one.
Oh my god.
So
okay.
So just kidding. If you want to hire me, so serious. I will send you my resume. please, even if you find something on Instagram, just DM me.
Oh my
you
gosh,
know?
My Google Drive.
Yeah, no, anything. I'm out here. I am available.
My Dropbox ass.
No. So what do you love? What do you have a love-hate relationship with? What are the things that you love and can't stand
honestly,
at the same damn time?
Recently, I have a love-hate relationship with, because I've been trying to get some, like, really good sleep. NyQuil has been, like, giving me the sleep that I need. But when I wake up, I'm like, fuck! Like, I am so groggy. And it did nothing for me the next day at work.
That's exactly how I feel about tequila. Tequila.
What you mean?
I'm nervous to say this.
It gets you there.
It gets me there in more ways than one. I'm either ready to fight every person that is around me.
Uh-huh.
Or
whatever feeling.
I'm ready to fuck everything that's around me. Everything. If there's a couch, I'm there. I'm in there.
Okay.
It's like and I feel like tequila does it for
objects.
Okay. You know, everybody gets love.
Yeah. That's real.
But I feel like tequila just does something horrible to me, and I don't like drinking it. And every time people come around tequila, I'm very disgusted because it sets me off in just a really shitty place.
Uh-huh.
And then I don't get great sleep. But you know, if I'm drinking like whiskey or rum, oh, I'm knocked.
Right.
Like snoring.
Right.
I drink tequila, I'm just wired. Like, I don't understand why.
Because it goes straight to your private areas, your heathen.
To my self-care nether region.
Mm.
It's all about self-care. I'm trying
to tell you. But your self-care, your ego shouldn't be the only source of self-care, if you know what I mean.
You're judging. So I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna move on. What else do you have a love hate relationship?
The age of 28, Taco Bell.
That's disgusting.
Oh my gosh, I love cheesy gorditas. I love quesadillas. I love chalupas.
Taco Bell. But
coming out, it's
that's
like
that's disgusting. I don't want to talk about this.
It's horrible for my stomach.
Taco Bell is grade D meat, and the D does not stand.
And
for
it's not
what
for Django.
That was good.
Thanks. But no, it is horrible. I love it going down, but I'm like,
hey, that's what she says. She loves it going down.
Literally comes out like hot lava.
What'd you say? Can you say it again? Can you say it again? You said she loves it going down.
Okay.
Don't walk away from me. She loves it.
I've had enough.
She loves it going down. What else?
What are yours?
I have a love-hate relationship with going to the club.
Oh my.
I adore going to like turn up and like hear a dope DJ. I love great music, but then you go to the club and it just be crowded with like so many random ass people. So many drunk ass people, and I gotta deal with all these like annoying ratchet ass people just in my space. I'm trying to be hype. Y'all niggas bumping elbows and shit. It's just far too much. Going to the club is a great time, but it can also turn into absolute fucking nonsense.
It's a shit show.
I don't know. Even when this past weekend, I was...
Oh, you were in Charlotte.
I was in Charlotte. And I hate club culture, club etiquette. Because what they want to do is they want to hold the line and don't nobody be in the goddamn club.
Nope.
And then this nigga looked my best friend in the depths of his soul and told him $150 to get in.
Wait, what?
$150 to get into the goddamn club. And there was nobody in there. I could look directly into the place. There was a total of like 50 people in that bitch.
Oh.
So I'm not really good at math. So I'm not going to say how many dollars per person it was. Because in my head, I just fucked that math up like tremendously.
Right. I was like, carry the one.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Two plus 12 equals three. Yep.
So, but it doesn't make sense. And I hate that club etiquette shit, but I love going to see DJs. That's what it is. I like.
Also, like getting dressed up.
So it's a love hate relationship. Like, it's a good look, but.
And my washed ass, honestly, is like thinking the whole time while I'm in the club, I can't wait to go to bed.
That's real.
I cannot wait to go to bed. I think probably the last thing I have a love hate relationship with is getting my hair done. For the longest time, I used to get the braids extension at the African shop, and I would literally have to go in at 8 o'clock in the morning and leave by 3 p.m. That's a whole work day of them just pulling out my scalp and speaking French because...
Well, Vietnamese probably.
No, it was definitely an African shop.
Oh, yep. Mind.
And they're speaking French.
Hey, like support they put, black businesses.
When they would put mousse on my hair, they'd be like, "Boukoup, boukoup." And I'm like, mm-hmm, that means a lot.
They said you too nappy.
Yep. And I'm like,
I mean, you are locked up. I hate that shit too. When you be doing my hair, I can't stand when you listen.
I know. I feel like.
I hate sitting for so long. I hate sitting for so long. I hate not being able to move. I hate everything about you doing my hair. But the one thing that I thoroughly have a love-hate relationship with.
What is it?
Fucking Kanye West.
Mm.
Listen.
So is he still invited to the cookout?
I don't know.
Or have we canceled him?
I didn't want to invite him to the cookout. But then these Sunday services happen.
Oh.
And this shit has been...
That was pretty cool. I'm not even gonna lie.
Nigga, every episode...
We can give him a couple sighs.
Every single episode or Sunday that this joint has gone on has been absolute fire.
Yeah.
re-recording your own songs with a gospel twist.
Ooh. They did a remake of that Soul to Soul song. However do you want me? However do you need me? However
do you want me? However do you need me? All I'm saying is...
That was real.
Everything that is happening of him just orchestrating, I feel like this is his therapy too.
Maybe.
I feel like he's just doing it for his own joy.
He's trying to grab us black folks back.
There's two sides of the coin. He's either trying to do it for his own joy or he's trying to like lure the black folk back in. Because the black church was once the staple of our community.
And also his songs, because Jesus Walks was one of his first singles.
And as with the black church being the staple of our community, sampling those songs creates nothing but a fucking magnet for black folk everywhere.
Yeah.
And we all know that's Kanye West has lost.
People fucking love Chance the Rapper.
That, well, never mind. I was going to say fuck Chance.
That's why people love Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, that one
half
album.
Half of his album was like
all church tracks, but now he's super pop. But fuck Chance. What I'm saying is...
I still love him.
That's great. What I'm saying is Kanye is like pandering to black folk to regain his black card. I don't know if he's doing it on purpose, but I do know that it's working. Because I was not fucking with you, Yeezy.
You're like a fucking moth at a...
A moth to a flame. I was not fucking with you, Yeezy, and all
like
of a sudden...
Moth to a flame, burned by the fire. My love is blind. Can't you see my desire?
Oh,
that's the way love goes.
That's the way. That's the way. That's the way. That's the way love goes.
Ooh.
That's the way love goes. I don't remember the words. You remember the words?
Yeah, the fact that you went up that high, I was like, where you going?
I'll be out here, nigga. You know Tony Braxton be coming through with the deep ass voice.
And I just can't think it about.
But Yeezy is like pandering to black folk, maybe not on purpose, maybe it is on purpose, but whatever he's doing is working.
It is working.
And I want you to continue.
Yes.
Because I have a love-hate relationship, but if you keep dropping these Sunday service tracks, my nigga, then it will be a love-love relationship. Because sometimes I don't wake up early enough for church. And how... Because
the Lord knows my heart.
How fire do you have to be to, instead of going to church, you bring church to you?
Everywhere, like they out in the middle of this field, they're in an airplane.
The Lord said, when three or more congregate in His name,
what happens?
I don't remember.
Oh my god, back to the script we go.
There we go. But the shit is, it's been immaculate.
Yeah,
it's such a dope, it's just great.
Yeah,
and so.
I really hope he continues on with it as well.
I do. And I hope that he lives long and prospers. Because, Kanye, you was on the wrong path, my nigga. And now you're making your way towards greatness. And
also, as you're making your way towards greatness, instill into your counterparts, the Kardashians, and hey, protect Jordan. At all costs. Look, I saw the Red Table Talk and she spoke her piece. Now, as the black folks, we side with her. She didn't do it. So protect her.
I mean, but like, maybe she did because like, some people just can't deny the dick.
That's why you dropped it, because you sound crazy.
I don't know.
She's a beautiful young lady.
Yes, she is.
But who got the nerve to steal somebody? Especially the fact that he planted a kiss on her. Why would she lie about that? She pretty.
I don't know.
She don't need clout. Her uncle is Will Smith.
The Lord knows my heart.
Will Smith? Why would you have to lie?
I don't know. Stop attacking me.
I'm not attacking you.
Well, I mean...
I'm sorry. As the other half of Entangle Podcast, I support Jordan.
I do too. I just... Sometimes... Listen.
Do you think sometimes women put themselves in situations?
Not even that. Here's the issue. I have trust issues now because Jussie.
Oh, Jussie Smollett, yeah.
Listen, I be riding or dying for y'all niggas, and I'm still riding or dying for y'all. I don't give a fuck. Like, come holler at me. If you want to say I'm wrong, then fight me.
That's real.
My address, once
and
again.
And you're entitled to your opinion.
My address, once again, is... I'll be outside waiting for you, so come holler at me. But I just be scared to...
You're doing great.
Y'all niggas be lying, dog.
Yeah, yo.
So, we had a conversation. And, like, we kind of wrap up all the great stuff that we're talking about into kind of one piece. We've talked about situationships, talked about long-distance relationships, talked about all these great things.
Even just love-hate relationships.
Yeah, taking your dubs, or once again, taking your L's and turning them into dubs, just speaking your greatness into existence. But every episode, we want to make sure that we come at you with some words of wisdom. So, there's this book by a man named Joel L. Daniels. It's called God Wears Do-Rags Too and Other Affirmations from my Twitter feed.
Mm.
It's a good look.
It is.
Check out Joel L. Daniels. But he's got a quote in here. We want to just make sure that we present these to you in such a positive light. So the one with the more sultry voice is going to read it to you because I'm loud, ooh, ratchet, and ignorant. That me? Yes, that's you.
Oh.
With your Toni Braxton voice. Don't be doing it.
I just can't say it about.
Why are you dragging a hubba? But when you think love is a fairy tale, this is what you should say to yourself.
Love is work. And, quote, work is hard. But work can also be beautiful. We have made the idea of work something we'd wish to avoid. But work and the responsibility required does not have to be this ugly, troubling thing. Love is work. Work can be beautiful, too.
Mm. Snaps to that shit. Love is not easy. Love is very challenging. It is difficult. Do what you can. Do what you do to culture. Love to build that shit. Build a strong foundation. Communicate everything. And, you know, at the end of the day, the reality is, I saw things I imagined.
I saw things.
I imagine things. I imagine. I saw things. I imagine. Toni Braxton voice. I saw things. I imagine. It's the Entangled Podcast. Holla at us. Check us out. We out here. Episode 5. Gang shit, bitch. Rrr.